Hello, this is Marlon Sanders, and we're going to discuss how I got 199,540 people to opt in, join my email list. We're going to talk about how I've sold 3.7, actually in excess of that. I don't have the total numbers. When we calculated this, we just used some of the readily available spreadsheets that we have. But anyway, I got in this business back before the World Wide Web. I got into the business in the days of AOL and CompuServe. Back then, we'd run little ads on America Online, little classified ads. People would respond. We would hand email a free report to them. They would read that free report, and it would present a product or a service. And if they liked that product or service, then they would spend money and buy it. By the way, during the course of this call, there is a high chance that I will be disconnected. I am having some problems with conference call service. I will likely be changing services. So if I am disconnected, wait on the line. It generally only takes me 1 or 2 minutes to dial back in. I have had one case where it took up to 5 minutes to dial in, but rest assured, if you lose me during the call, for some reason, I will dial back in. Call's also being recorded. I was selling on AOL and CompuServe, ran classified ads, people respond, I send back to report, people would buy the product or service. Now that was pre-World Wide Web. Then the World Wide Web came along and it changed everything because it allowed for images, allowed for pictures. That just changed the game. A lot of people thought that would never happen because they didn't feel the internet had the ability to handle all those pictures and images and video and everything, but actually, it's all worked out. It's a little bit different game today, but the basics are still the same. Now, here's something you may not know. Take all the people who surf the internet with an English browser in the world. 1 out of every 100, 2 of those people have been to one of my websites, according to what's called cookies. Cookies are a little device that just tracks the visitor. It's the best tracking that we have, although it's far from perfect. And in this case, those cookies, the tracking mechanism only operated 24 hours. So if they came back 3 days later, they were counted as another visitor. So it's not a 100% accurate count. But it's the best count available, best count we could get. And according to that, out of every 1 out of 102 people who surf the internet with an English browser, 1 out of 102 of them have been to one of my websites. So I know a little bit about what I'm doing. I innovated many of the techniques that you've seen today in the genre or area of internet marketing. For example, we were the first ones to use the big numbers on the download pages. We were the first to use what's called a lift letter on a PS. I created a whole genre of products called push button letters. You know, we can go on and on about the things that I've innovated in this industry. For example, I sold arguably the first ebook, at least the first ebook, broadly distributed, Windows-based ebook, etc., sold on the internet. There were some others around, one of which sold big. I don't know the whole circumstances. I don't know if it was sold or if it was a viral giveaway. Anyway, certainly, Imagineform was one of the first. And we promoted that with an affiliate program, which was very innovative at the time. I can go on and on and on. My purpose isn't to bore you with that history, but just to show you, I've been in this business a long time. And you'll hear people say, well, I was, you know, selling online back in 1996, but just to be quite honest, 96, 97, nobody had heard of those products for the most part or what they were doing. And so, I mean, it's easy to say, well, I was online back then, but what were you really doing? You know, I've been running this business at $20,000, $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 a month for since 1997, 1998, 1999, something like that. All right. But that's about me. It's really not about you. I want to talk in just a second about you, how you're going to free yourself from trading time for dollars and be able to trade products for dollars instead of that. Now, I got into this business originally because I was a copywriter. So I was not on AOL and CompuServe, but I was lucky enough to get a job at a company involved in very early days of internet marketing. It was pre-World Wide Web. It was still a text-based internet. But I was a copywriter. In other words, what that means is I put words on paper that enticed or induced people to pull out their wallet, pull out the credit card, enter that credit card into the computer, and spend money to purchase something, to buy something. And I was an expert at doing that with words, and I got paid very well at different times, very, very well at different times for doing that. My best client was worth $600 million. He had Franklin D. Roosevelt's Olympic-sized swimming pool in his bedroom. It was flown in. And so when I talk about things that work, I know based on this background, this experience, the things that work. So that's how I got into business. I was a copywriter. I put words on paper and later words on the internet that just got people to pull out their wallet, spend money, and buy stuff. Now let's talk about you. What has this had to do with you? We are in one of three scenarios. You're either not in what I call this game, the thing of trading products for dollars instead of your time for dollars, because you only have so many hours in a day, you only trade, you can only work so many hours, you only get paid so much per hour, so you have a limit on your income. If you trade a product for money, get people to buy that product, there's no limit really, theoretically, at least how many of those products you can sell in a day, so there's no limit to how much money you can make. That only makes sense, right? Well, the great thing about the internet is in the old days you had to send out the direct mail to get people to buy stuff. You had to pay for printing, pay for postage. It was very expensive to pay for the list rental. It was a very expensive way to market. With the internet, you don't have all of that, and you can get traffic from Google. You can get traffic from all of these different sources. In fact, just reading today about a way to get traffic off of Google for a penny a click. So that's really the marvelous and the wonderful thing about the internet, one of the things that I really and truly consider a breakthrough. And so what about you? How are you going to escape that situation you're in? You're one of three people, so you're just getting in the game. Or maybe you already have one product or service. You've tried to sell it, but you haven't been successful. Or maybe you've already experienced a degree of success, and you may already be very successful. Those are pretty much the categories that people fall into. Basically, you're either just learning about the game, just investigating. You're already in it, but you're struggling some, or you're already successful. So we're going to talk today about some of those different scenarios and how you can cross what I call the plateaus. Plateaus are sticking points that hold you back. And if there's anything I can just help you with today, I'm hoping that I'm able to help you overcome some sticking points. I'm going to talk and lay out the business and how this business really works, and how you can be successful in it. But let's just talk a little bit about sticking points. The very first sticking point, really, that people have is just getting up to speed on their knowledge. And the challenge there is there's so many different marketers who are, quite honestly, extremely talented at packaging what sounds like very attractive different systems with all kinds of fancy, sexy names. It's hard for somebody just coming into this business to really know, okay, well, which one? And some of these are very expensive. I mean, it's $2,000, and sometimes it's a coaching program plus seminars and this and that and the other and membership sites. And it becomes a significant or substantial investment for a lot of people. And so coming in, how do you know which, horse to jump on and ride to win the race? Because you only have so many hours in a day to mess around with this and to learn, especially if you have a job. So let me try to simplify that for you, because that's really your first sticking point, is just what do I learn, right? Which of these models, we'll call them, do I learn? And let me lay out the basic models of how people make money in this business. I mean, one way is that you promote affiliate products. Those are products that other people have, and then you promote them on your website or different ways on the internet, and you make a little commission. You make some money for selling those products. We call that an affiliate program. That's how I sell my products. I let other people sell my products, and I pay them a commission. Now, you can also have your own products. That's what I highly recommend, but most beginners start out and sell affiliate products. There's a thing called PLR, private label rights. That means somebody else wrote a product or created a product, and you just buy the rights to put your own, if it's an e-book, put your own e-cover on it, digital cover. It's basically a book that's sold on the internet, but we call it an e-book, electronic book. It's just sold on the internet, so you don't have to print it and mail it to a customer. So you can do that. There's also reprint rights, which are not like private label rights. You can't change them, but you can still sell them and keep all the money. So there's that way to make money. I really like creating your own product, and info products are just a great way to go because you can do video. If you're not good at writing, you can do video, and there's ways to do that. Or you can do audio. Or if you're a good writer, you can write. And you can also hire other people to help you with this after you get to a certain point. So I like information products for the beginner coming into this game. I'm going to call it a game because a game has winners and losers, people that make money, people that don't, right? It has rules of playing, and really the strategies that lead to winning, and the strategies that lead to losing, so that's why we call it a game. All right, so we've talked about how that you're one of three people. You're either just getting into the game, you're in the game, but you're not really successful yet, or you're already successful. Talked about a little bit about how do you make money. You promote affiliate products, you have your own products, private label or reprint, right? So there's other things, like there's physically delivered products, there's eBay, there's drop shipping. The problem, drop shipping means you sell a physically delivered product, like let's say pot holders, and somebody else ships those to the customer, or plant vases or something, and somebody else ships those directly to the customer. The problem is, what if their inventory runs out, you get an order from the customer, and then they can't ship it. Now you look bad to your customer, so it's not great on product loyalty. And the other thing is, sometimes the margin on those things are pretty slim, and the people that have done it successfully, probably, well, at least some of the people that have done it successfully, you know, they inventory their own products, which ends up in having a huge warehouse and massive investments. So that's why I'm not the biggest advocate of selling physically delivered products, although honestly, there's nothing wrong with it. You can make money with drop shipping. I've known people who have done that. There's companies out there that specialize in that. There's also eBay. There's other ways to do this game. I just want to present what I feel is the easiest, simplest way for you to participate in the game. So let's say you're going to sell or market information, some kind of information product to begin with. I know you're saying, well, Marlon, geez, what kind of information product? Well, let me just tell you a story about what I learned when I first got in this business way years back. There was a guy named Jerry Buchanan, and he used to publish an information. He was like the first newsletter. This was way pre-internet. It's like the first newsletter on how to make money in the information marketing business. It's a huge industry today. Back then, it was just little teeny tiny. So Jerry Buchanan, his first little product that he sold was how to get rid of gophers, because he had this problem with gophers in his yard. They were just tearing it up. So he went down to the golf course, and he found the ground maintenance guy, and he interviewed him. He wrote it up in a little report, and he ran it on classified ads, sold it for $3. But over a period of time, he sold like $27,000, that little $3 report that took him almost no time to write. So that's kind of what I learned when I got in this business, is there's really a lot of people selling a lot of different stuff. Now, I'm going to turn you on to a little resource that you can go to and learn an awful lot about what's being sold online. And it's free to join, and it's called Commission Junction, C-O-M-M-I-S-S-I-O-N, commissionjunction.com. And you just go there, you go to the sign-up page, you sign up. And this is where you can go as an affiliate to sell other people's products and make a commission. And you can see the huge, enormous, vast variety of products and services being sold. You know, the other thing, that there used to be a rumor on the Internet, the only people making money on the Internet were how to make money people, and that could not be further from the truth. The statistics are every year Internet sales are growing by billions, and there's actually statistics and charts that show every year how much it's increasing in the billions of dollars. So that's just a complete and total false myth. And when you go to Commission Junction, the commissionjunction.com, you can see the enormous variety of products and services that are being sold. And you sign up for free, and if you want to, you can promote those products or services and make a commission. So it's a good little thing to do, and it's a good way to learn. So let's say you're going to sell information products. Now, there's a few decisions at this point that you got to make. You know, you're going to have to decide, who are we going to sell to, what are we going to sell, how are we going to sell it to them. That's really the basics. So what I'm trying to do is just take away all the smoke and mirrors and just kind of boil this down, tell you what I know based on years and years and years of experience in this industry, what really works for you. So number one is you got to choose, who am I going to sell to? And that's like the decision, that's like sticking point number two, because everybody gets stuck there. You know, they just can't figure out who they're going to sell to. And I actually have a product at PushButton, P-U-S-H-B-U-T-T-O-N, PushButtonTargetMarket.com. PushButtonTargetMarket.com, that's all one word, that walks you through and shows you on video how to figure out what to sell to people. That's really the single best resource that I have. But there are a couple quick answers. Number one is, if you're really passionate about something, you have an interest, you have a hobby, that kind of thing, you know, go to CommissionJunction.com and see if anybody's selling products to your hobby, to your interest. Think of the things that you personally purchased and bought. That's always, selling in an arena you're passionate about is always good because, well, you're passionate about it. And so that tends to make you real successful at it, or at least it gives you an edge. So that's step one, is really, who are you going to sell to? Who's this target audience? Think of it like a fishing pond. You know, I'm going to fish in this pond with bass, I'm going to fish in a pond with, you know, catfish or whatever. Or to give another analogy, it's like a mall and there's different stores, you know. And one store appeals to teenagers, and one store appeals to elderly people, and one store appeals to people under age 35, and one store appeals to women, one appeals to men. You know, who are you going to appeal to? Who? And you want to make it pretty specific. So who are you going to sell to? People that you understand become a real good target audience because it's easier to sell to them if you understand what makes them tick as a person. So it's decision really number one. Now, how do you decide what to sell? Once you find your who, how do you decide your what? Well, I teach a thing called a 12-product survey. If you go to pushbuttonsurvey.com, you can see the software we have that helps people do this. But I teach coming up with 12-product ideas. I'm going to show you how to do that in a second. And put together a little survey with all 12-product ideas. And survey friends or people. Try to find people in the target market, in the target audience. And survey them. You can do that on forums, and you go to big-boards.com. And, you know, you got to join the forum first, make friends with people, and then just personally message people and ask them to take the survey. And you need about 30, 40, 50 people to take that survey. And that'll give you some real good responses right there. Well, how do you come up with product ideas? Well, I'm going to tell you a real simple idea. That big-boards.com, that's just a directory of forums, and if that site for some reason goes under, you just go and you go to Google and you type in forums and whatever your target market or niche or interest is, and you'll be able to find other forums. And so one way to do is most forums allow you to see how many people have read and responded to a particular post, what we call a thread. So you go there and you just look. You can sort. Usually there's like a little link at the top of the column where you can sort by number of posts or, you know, views, or they'll call views or number or how many people have read it, that kind of a thing. This lets you see the really smoking hot topics. And you can probably, or you might be able to search by date and just look within the past year or the past 6 months. So you can see what's hot right now, not what was hot, you know, 10 years ago. So you're looking for what's hot. Well, you can also just, as you're participating in the forum, you're going to know. You want to participate in the forum in your target market. You want to become a member of the target market. And you will know by being a member what's hot. You will just know. Pretty soon you'll be one of them, right? You'll know the lingo. You'll be one of them. So that's how you find out what's hot. Now, how do you come up with product ideas? Well, you look at all those hot threads, and then you say, okay, well, what's missing here? What or could you take? Because a lot of times in forums what happens is there's certain topics that all newbies, new people who come in, they ask. And you'll see it when you're a member of the forum. And these questions ask over and over and over and over, but the thing is that there's no organization of the response. You know, this person posts a little this, a little that, a little the other, but there's no definitive guide. You can literally go read all the old posts and then take and then write up your own total and complete and thorough response. And then that can be part of your product. You can get about 10, 15, 20 questions like that. Now you've got yourself a product. Now, if you don't want to write to create your product, you know, you can meet people, make friends on the forum, find people you can interview over the phone. You just use freeconferencecall.com, and it's free to record it. You create your own little product that way. All right, now, there's a lot more to know about how to create info products and how to get topics and find your target market. I'm just trying to give you a little quick introduction here and give you some little tips that you can use right away. But I have the push button target market. I also have a product at promo-board.com that walks you through this, and I have other products. So I just want to alert you, though, that these are some basic steps, and there's more to know about this topic. All right, so you come up with some topic ideas, found your who. You've got some ideas for the product. That's what we call the what. And you know where to find people to take the survey in the forums. You've made friends, you've IM'd, instant messaged some people, asked them to take your survey. Now you've got a pretty decent idea which one of these 12 product ideas people are most going to be interested in buying. The next thing that you have the who, now you have the what. Next thing is actually creating that product. It's really a sub, I guess, category of the what. You've got to create that product, don't you? Well, sometimes, frankly, that's easier said than done. But I've already given you the tip of interviewing people. That can be a real good one. Finding the old posts and rewriting yourself is one way to do it. And you can also do audio. Personally, in our business, we like to do little videos, and there's software that you can get that allows you And then we have tutorials in Premo Dashboard on how to do it and some of our other products. But online screen capture video, you create little PowerPoint slides in PowerPoint. Or if you don't have the money for PowerPoint, OpenOffice.org has a free program where you can create slides, just like you would in PowerPoint. And you create yourself some slides and turn on your little screen capture thing that captures the video on the computer, and you have a little mic hooked up, and you record your product. Very nice little way to make a product. And there's actually a service online that can take that product, put it on DVDs, and ship it to people if you don't want to make it a digital download. It's not so hard. There's a learning curve to all of this, of course, but all I'm trying to show you is what it is and why I say that it's doable. So you have your what taken care of. And the last thing is, really, is just how do you get the traffic there? How do you get the people to buy? Where do you get the people from? How do you get them to buy? Well, let's talk about traffic. How do you get visitors to a website? Well, there's some proven ways. Let's just kind of walk through some of them. Article marketing is a great way to beginners start out getting traffic to websites. You write an article a day, every couple days, maybe more than one article, and you submit these to article directories like ezinearticles.com and some of the other article directories. There's actually a service at Article Marketer, all one word, articlemarketer.com, that will submit your article to a bunch of websites for you. A lot of newbies, when they come into the business, they do article marketing because it's free. And it's a good way to learn. In a little resource box, you're allowed kind of like a bio at the end of the article, and there you offer a free report, free something or the other. People sign up to your mailing list, and now you start building yourself a little list. So that's one way you get traffic. The problem is it's kind of hard to scale it. It's hard to get tons and tons of traffic. But when these articles get published on the web, you start getting listed in Google, and you will get traffic from it if you're consistent. Now, you may think it's going to take you hours to write these articles every day, but there's actually people out there to publish little ebooks on how to write articles in 5 minutes or 10 minutes. An article is really just, you know, your a great headline, a problem, you know, a solution. It's really just these things are only like 300, 350, 400 words, 500 words. They're not real long. A lot of people will just read a bunch of other articles and then rewrite them in their own words or maybe research a little bit on Google. You don't have to spend hours and hours writing these articles. All right, so that's article marketing, very viable way that you get people, but some people are like, oh, Marlon, I don't like writing. Well, you know, you can do little videos, 5-minute videos, tutorials, 5 or 10 minutes with little PowerPoint slides, 5 or 10 PowerPoint slides, record them and upload them to a bunch of video services, like YouTube, and you get traffic that way. Real nice little way to get some free traffic. Probably won't get rich from it, but you can get some nice little traffic that way. Then there's affiliate programs. That's what I do. That's where you have, this is really one of the major ways you get traffic. You actually take your product and you allow other people to sell it for a commission. Of course, if you do that, you're going to need some graphic design. There's a lot of graphic designers out there we refer people to. You can do real nice graphic design work for really pretty inexpensively. One of them, that one resource that a lot of people use is just elance.com, E-L-A-N-C.com, elance.com. A really great little way to get some traffic to your website. Is the affiliate program. And I just try to make every customer an affiliate. That's really my goal. I want every customer to become my affiliate. Now, recently, we've just went through and revamped our whole affiliate program. You can go to getyourprofits.com. We don't have it up at the time I'm recording this, but we'll have it up probably next week, maybe actually in a couple days. And, you know, you'll be able to see the brand-new revamped program. By the time you're listening to this, it will likely already be up. And, you know, it's important to try to keep it as simple as possible when it comes to the affiliate program, allowing people to promote your product. So you create what's called little banner ads. You give them articles they can promote with, those kinds of things. So that's how we promote with an affiliate program. Let's see. So we've talked about article marketing, talked about affiliate program. Another one that's big is Google pay-per-click, and there's Google, Yahoo, and MSN. All are important and all make people money. Everybody is focused on Google, and Google has a lot of traffic. They can also be really, seems to me, they can be really frustrating because they keep changing the rules of the game. But no doubt, some people do really well and make an awful lot of money off of Google pay-per-click, meaning people see the ad. You run a little ad there, and it runs on the right-hand side when you search on Google.com. People click that ad, then you pay when they click that ad. And that's how the pay-per-click works. It's a wonderful way to get traffic, but it is kind of high maintenance because Google, for some reason, which I don't understand, keeps changing the rules. So some people now are going to Yahoo or MSN, and those are other places that you can pay per click. You know, maybe pay a dime a click or 20 cents a click or 50 cents a click. So pay-per-click marketing. Very nice way to get traffic. I mentioned affiliate marketing. That's how we get all our traffic. And then the way that what we call the big boys, the famous, most famous internet marketers, use what are called joint ventures. That's where you get a bunch of your buddies and friends, typically. Sometimes it's just on cold approaches. But you get them to all promote your product on the same day or the same week. And this is how you can make an enormous amount of money overnight. Frankly, it's also a very high skill level. A lot of people come in brand new to the business and, you know, want to do that, and you've got to work your way up to that. It's a pretty high skill level. Not that you can't do it. Not that you can't do it even within a year. I have a friend, Lee McIntyre, who has an affiliate program, and he's up and running, and he's doing really, really well, and he's only been in the business, I think, a year. So it can be done. A lot of work, quite honestly, but it can be done. So those are some of the basic ways that you get traffic. Now, there's other ways. You can buy banner ads. Banner ads certainly work. You can buy text links on websites. You can buy ads and e-zines. Certainly, that will bring you traffic and help make you money. But that's how you get traffic to your website. Now, how do you convert them? Well, normally, you get the people come to your website, and you want to offer something free, like a free report. So they come there for a free report, free video, free audio, free something or the other, free newsletter. And you have a little page, usually has bullet points about what you'll learn in the free report. People input their name and email address, and then you start sending them emails. And those emails are what is going to make you money. Now, along with that, those emails will typically send people to a blog, a podcast, a video, or sometimes a sales letter. A sales letter is a long, very personal communication, me to you. A lot of people think of sales letters as all hype. I don't think they are when they're done well. When they're done well, I think they tell a story. They're very engaging, and they're very personal. And it's a personal communication. It's a letter to a friend. A lot of the stuff that's being done today, some of the sales letters, you know, I don't know. They work. They're very high-powered. But a lot of people don't like reading because they just seem so hypey. But they're not the only way you can sell. You can record a video, like using screen capture video. Lee McIntyre, my friend Lee, does that. You can do podcasts. You can do teleseminars. A lot of people do teleseminars. Not that hard to do. All of these things, though, involve you understanding the psychology of selling a little bit. How do you get people to spend their money? How do you get them to buy? Well, I was really the first person to codify this process in a 12-step formula way back. And it's been, sent a million gazillion times around the Internet, of course, without attribution to yours truly. But, you know, those things happen. But, yes, there is basically a 12-step formula. And by push-button letters, a software walks people through the formula. And I also teach it in the e-book and some other places. But there are proven steps that you need to take people through to get them to buy your product or service. So that's what we do. Whether you're doing a teleseminar, you're doing a sales letter, a sales presentation, whatever it is, you want to follow these simple, basic, proven steps. Podcasts can be good where you give your pitch, but you kind of do it in on audio. If you're really good speaking, if you're really good writing, you do it writing. You want to try to take whatever skill you have and use it in this business. So you know your who. You got to find your target market. Typically, that's people like you with similar interests and passions. You got to find out what they want to buy by coming up with your product ideas, using the forums and seeing the things that people are really hot topics and threads. Things people post about a lot. Come up with 12 product ideas, do your survey. And then you got to create that product and then create your sales process. Are you going to, you know, the main part of the sales process is just what we call the squeeze page. That's where you offer them a free report in exchange for their email address. It's called the squeeze because you're squeezing out an email address. You start following up with the emails. You send them over to a video on your blog, a podcast on your blog, an article on your blog. And then at some point, you send them over to your sales letter. Normally, there's bonuses and a deadline on the sales letter, which is how you get people to take action. Now, there's a whole art to writing sales letters, and it takes quite a bit of time to learn to write them right. And copywriters, the people that write these letters, are highly paid typically, and so it's not cheap to hire somebody to write it. So it's a little bit of a double bind for the new person, so you probably need to learn to write the copy, or you pitch people on teleseminars or using audio or podcast or video. This is how you get people to buy. And there are proven systems and formulas, but I'm going to tell you how when I started out, I did this. How did I learn? Because I didn't have anything to learn from. The Internet, when I started out, you know, I was on AOL and CompuServe, and even before that, quite honestly. So what you do is you just get sales letters, the ones you find on the Internet that make you want to buy or the ones you get in the mail, whatever. You take them, print them out if they're on the Internet, take a pen and just analyze them and say, okay, here are the building credibility. Here are the bullet points. Here's the guarantee. Here's the bonuses. Here's the reason why for the offer, you know, for the discount or the bonuses or whatever the special offer or deal is. Here's the headline. Here's a story. Here's credibility, facts, statistics, credentials. Here's the person's bio and background. You just circle all these little chunks in the sales letter, and that's how you learn to write letters. I recommend reading these letters out aloud. You learn an awful lot by reading them aloud. Now, you may be wondering, Marlon, that sounds good, but how hard is all this? Can someone really do this? And I point to people, again, like my friend Lee McIntyre, who came into this like a year ago from being a teacher. So he had some verbal skills, but he's done very well in the business. Not everybody does. You know, like any business, some people make it and some people don't. There is risk in anything that you do, quite honestly or frankly. The thing that I would tell you is that if you can find a group of people who are really passionate about buying something and buy it over and over, or they spend a lot of money on it, you know, and you can somehow get in there with a product that they're going to really want and maybe that nobody else has, you have a unique angle or story, something that's bring to the table, you got a pretty good chance of making money there if you think about it. You got a pretty decent chance of making money. Now, I think a lot of this stems from it helps if you're passionate about what you do. You really love it. Because then everything flows. But what if you're not passionate? What if there's really not anything that you're that passionate about? Then your target audience and your product choice, you just have to go and select what you think is going to sell. There's nothing wrong with doing that. It's not ideal. But some people do it, and some people do really well with it. Now let's talk about the bigger picture of how you make money. So here's how the business works. It's actually very simple. It's not that hard of a business to understand. You have this group of people. You find a way to communicate with them. You offer them a free report, free audio, free video, something that they really want. They join your email list. Now you can send them communications. And you're going to send some free stuff in those communications. You're going to do some little free reports for them or what we call PDFs, portable file documents. Maybe you're going to send them a free little video, you know, on occasion. This way they'll keep reading your email because they're getting free stuff from you. And then some of those mix in a sales pitch, whether it's a free teleseminar that's also a pitch, or you send them to a sales letter, you send them to an audio or a podcast, what we call a podcast. Maybe you do one of those things and it's a sales pitch. It gives them a reason to act now and, you know, a deadline with some bonuses or a price discount. That's how you get people to buy. Now, you don't have to sell just your own products. And this is why you go and you sign up at commissionjunction.com and also ClickBank, C-L-I-C-K-B-A-N-K, ClickBank.com. And you can also send out emails to your list offering affiliate products. So you can sell not just your own products. Send out emails and offer affiliate products. If you do that quite a bit, then you'll probably be making money. Now, a couple other concepts to throw in here is that in the big picture, I just want to talk big picture a second. You want to find this group of people. You want to find out what it is they want to buy by doing your surveys, looking at all the hot topics on the forum. You want to study what they're actually buying and study who's selling to them and who appears to be doing pretty well selling to them. You know, talk to the people and make friends on the forum and say, hey, what have you bought? You know, what products have you bought? Who's really good? Now you kind of learn what they want and who's selling stuff to them and this kind of thing. You can find out who the bloggers are that people read. What blogs do they read? Can you buy ads there? Can you buy ads in the forum offering your little free report or your free video? Now, we walk you through, I walk you through a lot of this in Promo Dashboard. Not everything, but it's really pretty complete. It's pretty good. Design Dashboard helps you design your websites and so forth. So I got different products that do different things. Main thing I want to show you, though, is if you find this group of people, find out what they want to buy and then offer it to them and give them a really good reason to buy it from you, you have a pretty good chance they're going to buy from you if you think about it. Now, funny thing is that one of the sticking points people have, we were talking about sticking points earlier, one of the sticking points has is creating products. And I just don't know why. But people get stuck there because they feel they can't write. Or some people feel they can't talk. So it's really simple. If you can't write, find people and interview them. And get all those steps are in Promo Dashboard. A to Z, how to find the people, where do you find them, what email do you send them. And people wonder, well, will these experts let you interview them, and if so, why? Well, that's covered in Promo Dashboard. Yes, the answer is yeah, they will. So you find these experts, you interview them, and so forth. Now, if you can write, then you go ahead and write an ebook or write reports or write things. Now, you can also do video if you like doing the video. So you can create these products. It is a sticking point, though. For some reason, people just get stuck there. And don't let yourself get stuck there. I mean, if push comes to shove, go out, join affiliate programs, sell some affiliate programs, buy some private label rights, buy some reprint rights. I mean, a friend of mine bought reprint rights to a bunch of health products, put them on Google Pay-Per-Click, and did pretty well, you know, selling these little e-books on Google Pay-Per-Click. I've known some people do extraordinarily well. Now, again, Google Pay-Per-Click is a bit of a challenge because it seems like Google changes the rules quite a bit. But, again, some people do really well there. So that's what I consider the big picture of the business. If you have a product or service and you're trying to sell it to your people and nobody's buying, then I really kind of wonder about the research that you did up front. Because, again, you're looking for a group of people, find out what they want to buy, and then offer it to them and give them a reason to buy it from you. Kind of by definition, if they're not buying it from you, then you didn't find out what they wanted to buy. Or you skipped doing the 12-product survey. A lot of people get hung up, frankly, on doing the 12-product survey. And can't really explain why. But because the way that you do it is you participate in the forums and you start making friends with people. That's probably, and you can like give people a little free gift or something for taking the survey. I don't really feel you have to do that. I think if you make friends with 30, 40, or 50 people on that forum and then you just private message them, and most forums allow you to do that, you can get the people to take the survey. I mean, you want to make sure that the members of your target audience, that that's the forum that you want to be in anyway, is the one where all the people go. Now, one of the questions that comes up is, what if there's no forum that covers my special interest? Well, I'm not sure you have a target audience then, because to have a target audience, by definition, it has to be an audience you can target. In other words, an audience you can communicate with. If there's no forum, how are you going to communicate with them? Almost all target markets that I know of have forums that where people go and congregate and talk to each other. Now, I haven't mentioned Facebook, which is a tremendous tool to find groups of people with special interests in common who get together and communicate and probably buy products and tell each other what products they buy, so the word of mouth spreads quickly, which is beautiful. So you join Facebook, it's free, and you go to the groups and you search the groups and you start joining groups related to your special interest. It is so easy to meet potential customers and buyers on Facebook and to promote events and teleseminars and to join these groups. Facebook just makes it really, really easy. I mean, you will start getting notices and invitations to all kinds of groups and events in your target audience, in your target market. People will start adding you as friends and start asking you to add them. You know, it doesn't take a lot of work, and you can really start getting deep, going deep into your target audience or your target market. Now, once you found out what the people want to buy, you got your little product together, you may have written some emails. There's a little bit of an art to reading emails. Again, subscribe. Get on a bunch of email lists. I use separate Gmail accounts to subscribe to different people's emails so I can study their emails. Once you do that, you're going to be, you'll be rewriting emails to sell your products or maybe to promote some affiliate products. How do you learn to do that? Well, you just study the emails that are sent to you to sell stuff that you thought were good, that you would have responded to. And you study why would you have responded to that. So that's what I recommend there. You get into Facebook, just go deep, 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 join these groups, really start networking, meet all these people. You're going to know so much about the target audience, what their problems are and what their concerns are and what all the newbies struggle with. You're going to know this group of people inside out like the back of your hand. So then when it comes to writing a sales letter or an email or a pitch, that's not going to be so hard for you because you're really going to know these people well, if that makes sense. You're going to know what makes them tick. You're going to know what their hot buttons are. You're going to know what words they like, what words they don't, what words appeal to them, what words don't. Now, there's a progression in this business. And the way it works is this. You have a free offer, and you offer something to people free. They get on your list. Then you send them emails. And you're going to sell them something a little bit more expensive, and probably then after that a little bit something more expensive. This is called the funnel. Some people just start out with a real high big ticket and then work their way down from there. That works. Flip side is you start small and you keep kind of growing the price point of the packages. This is how you make money. So you need more than one product is the thing. But really the soul and the lifeblood and the engine of this business is what's called your lead generation. There's a book I want you to read. It's really good. It's called Ready, Fire, Aim by Michael Masterson, and it's at your bookstore. Really nice little book just about, what are the basics of the business, the lead generation, the lead conversion. This is the heart and soul of your business. Because let's say you just have this set group of customers, but you don't have a lot of new customers coming in. Now, every month, to make your bills, you have to be creating and launching new products to your list. And that can get kind of tiresome after a while. And the one way to solve that is to have recurring billing, like you charge monthly for a membership site or a newsletter and that kind of stuff, and that helps a lot. But the other way out of that trap is to have a lot of fresh blood coming in, new people requesting that free report every day, every minute, and new people buying and going through your marketing funnel. And this is our business. This is what the business is about. The engine of the business is having these ways to get people to request that initial free report. That's the whole business right there. Because really, if you think about it, once they request that free report, everything else is a done deal. I mean, they're gonna you got your emails that after you've tested them, you know work. You're gonna know these specific conference calls work, or these sales letters work, or this kind of a podcast will work. Once they get on your list, pretty much they're gonna buy from you. So the whole game then just becomes finding out where these people hang out and how do you get this. Dangle this freebie carrot, this freebie offer in front of them to get them to buy. There are a few other obstacles here that I want to talk about. Some people, of course, the biggest one is, I just don't know anything. I'm not going to get a product. I don't know anything. What am I going to do? You interview experts. Again, that's all in Promo Dashboard. But another one is, well, I've tried this and it hadn't worked. That's kind of a tough one. I tried it. I got this ebook and it hadn't worked. Almost always the people didn't do the 12 product survey. And I also think they probably don't have good email follow-up. See, what I suggest is write a little free video, create a little free video, hot free report, something on a super hot topic that you know from the forum because you can see how many people have read that thread, read those posts that you know is super hot. Create a little free report on it, and then when you post in the forum, you put it in what's called your signature line, and create this little free report. Put on a web page with some hot bullets. Here's what you'll learn in the free report. Boom, 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 boom. Put your name and email here to get this free report now, right? Now you got them on your email list. Now every couple days, send them an email. Send them a story. Send them something engaging. Send them something else free. Send them a free video. Send them a free little podcast, 5-minute podcast. Cultivate your people in your list. Now, Lee McIntyre is an interesting system. He'll send a pitch, and then he'll send content. He'll send, for every piece of content, he'll send a pitch, and for every pitch, he sends a piece of content. I think it's a pretty good way to make money with a small list. When you get bigger, you probably don't have to send so much content, but if you have a real small list, yeah, you might want to try that. You might want to do it. There's different ways to promote via email to your list. My friend John Alanis and Dagan Smith, they're on a two-email, Matt Fury, they're on a two-email-a-day system. In the morning, they send out a content email. The evening, they send a real short pitch. And they make money. They do real well with that. And since I mentioned Dagan, I just want to talk about this quickly a second. Dagan's really the master. We're talking about the lead generation. Leads meaning people that enter their name and email address to get your free report, and now they're on your mailing list, where you can mail them using what we call an autoresponder service. For example, automate your website. AutomateYourWebsite.com is an autoresponder service. So, you offer this free report, they're on your list. Now you can send them out these emails. And you should be able to get these people to buy from you within 10, 15, 30 days. Because you're communicating with them every few days. Got a real good shot at that. And then once they buy something, you'll want to get them to buy something more expensive and something more expensive and something more expensive. And expand that funnel. Give them, you know, bigger tickets to purchase. But that's, Dagan's great, though, at getting people into that funnel. Getting just, he goes out and he buys advertising everywhere. He's like an advertising buying madman. He also has an affiliate program. Yeah, that does real well. Where he pays people, I think, $1.30 for every single person that opts into his email list. Because after they join his email list, then he pitches them for a product and another product and another product. We call those upsells. So they buy, like, his first offer is for a free CD, but they got to pay, I think, $6 or $7 shipping. Somebody buys that, then they get an offer for something for $200, $250. If they don't buy that, then they get an offer for something else for like $50. If they do buy the $250, I'm not even sure what happens then. I think there's also a newsletter thrown in there, too, that you get billed monthly for. He does all this at the point of the purchase. These are called upsells and downsells. If you're selling them something more expensive, it's an upsell. If they decline the more expensive item, now you go to a downsell. So they say, no, I don't want the thing for $250. All right, well, how about something for $50? These are done at the point of purchase. So you go to place your purchase for the free CD or whatever, $17 report, $27 report. You keep that first item cheap, 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 $17.27 free, but they got to pay shipping. And then after they order that, then, you know, the upsell, oh, well, do you want this thing for $250? And you maybe have a sales letter or a video pitching it or whatever. Now, some people have done a thing called a one-click upsell, meaning that they don't have to re-enter their credit card information. They just click a button if they want the next item. That's really slick and definitely increases sales. That's a lot more sophisticated in terms of technology. For doing all these basics, your shopping cart and your autoresponders and all of this stuff, automateyourwebsite.com, and there's a free 30-day trial of it, will do pretty well for you. There's also an affiliate program as part of it. It's got a whole lot of things just wrapped up into one tidy, nice little bundle. Well, this is the business. The business is about finding these groups of people and offering them something free and getting them on your list, following up, making sales. Now, I will say this. In the past, I haven't used a lot of name squeeze pages. Let me explain why. If all of your traffic is generated like mine is, or the vast majority from affiliate programs, your affiliates are promoting you, you know, they may not want to drive that traffic to something where you're going to get the email addresses of all their best customers. So what I've always done is just have a little pop-up, a little thing that pops up and asks for the email address in exchange for something free. But the affiliates drive people to my sales letter to make a sell because that's what they want, is a sell and money. So that's how I do it. I'm not saying it's the right way to do it. But if you're driving traffic, visitors, people, from search engines and so forth, I highly recommend that you send them to a squeeze page. Get them on your email list, follow up with them by email. Now, you still do what's called split testing. In other words, there's actually software that lets you test it one way versus the other way. You don't have to learn this now. You can learn it later. But, you know, there are scenarios or cases or instances where it's better to sell the product up front than to have people opt into the mailing list. Overall, though, here's the reason that the opt into the mailing list works. When people enter their name and email, the very next page is still the sales letter, the pitch. So you get a lot or the vast majority of the sales anyway, and now you got their email address, and now you can get into communication with them, which I think is pretty slick. So welcome to my world. This is the world of internet marketing. This is how you trade products for dollars instead of time for dollars. You have this little free report or this little free video or free something, and you find this little group of people, and maybe you buy banner ads on forums or on little ads on blogs, or you buy Google pay-per-click, you have your affiliate program where your affiliates advertise this freebie for you. Get people on your list and you send them emails and send them to a blog. Do little podcasts, do little videos, PDFs, little reports. That way they'll stay on your list, and in between you send them pitches for your products or for affiliate products. Or you could even private label write products where you keep 100% of the money. They often come with a sales letter also. There's lots of those things sold on the Internet. There's a lot of reasons to do this business because it can give you freedom of time. You can work when you want to work. If you don't feel good on a specific day, you don't have to work. If your business becomes really successful, you can do what's called the 4-hour work week, where you don't work very many hours a week because you have all your systems in place and the products are being sold, customers are being followed up with, and everything's happened pretty much just like clockwork. So that's one of the big benefits of the business, is it gives you this time freedom. Another thing is you get the chance to express yourself. You have the opportunity to create an idea, try it out, test it, see if it works. It can be a very good business, and you can operate it almost all on autopilot if you have your lead generation system set up. In other words, you've got to have consistent traffic every day coming to your website. And it's got to be working for you, and it's got to be making money. That's the heart and soul of the business there. Because you can have all the back ends in place, but if you don't have that fresh blood coming in, it's going to be a tough business for you. So you need that fresh blood is the thing. But if you get that in place, you get your target audience, your free report, or your freebie together, where and how to target these people, then it can be a pretty good business. Now, this is my philosophy. See, some people live by another philosophy, and they like to do a big product launch once or twice a year. There's nothing wrong with that. And they may go in and make $100,000 on a product launch, more power to them. I think it's pretty sophisticated to try to pull off a product launch, and I certainly think that for a new person, it's pretty difficult. There's no doubt, though, in my mind that it works. You can certainly try it if you want to. There's people out there that specialize in teaching this. And frankly, there's people, marketers out there that specialize in teaching everything you can conceive of under the sun. And the problem is you can easily spend all your profits that you make buying more products or systems sometimes, right? Well, that's a balance. I think you've got to take and say, okay, I'm going to spend this much of my budget on learning new things. But the heart and soul of this business is not that hard. It's having this group of people, getting that free offer in front of them, getting them on your list, and now communicate with them. Give them value, give them some content, send them pitches for your products, affiliate products, private label rights products, reprint products, and then try to build out your funnel where you have progressively more expensive products. It can be coaching, it can be membership sites that are billed monthly, what we call recurring billing. You can have newsletters that are billed monthly, are good. Then you have things like coaching programs, and some of those get up $7,500, $10,000 or more per head. That's pretty sophisticated there. And CDs of the month tend to work well. Membership sites work well. This is really the business. It's funny because I got in this business way back in 1978, actually. And the business has changed a lot and hasn't changed a lot. What's changed a lot is in the old days you had to send out these sales letters and all these it was really tough because you'd pay for postage and printing and mailing and running ads in magazines that didn't come out for 3 months, and you'd find out nobody responded to the ad. You got to place another ad and wait another 3 months. Oh, that was tough. And then you had all these costs in mailing out your sales letters, and if they didn't convert, you were out all that money just out of pocket. But now with the Internet, you still run – the thing that hasn't changed is the strategy. You can still use the same basic strategy that we used, 30, 40 years ago. Offering the free report, which you used to do in little classified ads in the back of magazines or little one-inch ads. People respond and request the free report. Now you're following up with, in the old days it was direct mail. Today it's email. In the future it might be text messages or something else. God only knows what the future holds, right? And one of the newest developments that's come along in terms of getting traffic is called Web 2.0. That site's like Facebook and some of these other sites, MySpace and so forth. I like Facebook, not really as much for traffic, although you can get traffic from Facebook. It's just really great for networking and finding the people who have the list. you see, think about this. Once you have your product in place and your sales process, whether it's teleseminars or a sales letter, some way that you sell people that works, once you get that in place and you meet people through Facebook that have lists and that are selling their own products and services, and you know what your conversion rate is, and for every visitor who comes to your webpage, you know how much money you make. Like if you got 100 visitors, you make $100, so okay, each visitor is worth a buck a visitor. Now you're able to go to the people that you find on Facebook who have a list of the same audience or market you're selling to, and you can say, hey, I got something here that's converting or selling at a buck a visitor. You know, you want to try a little traffic to it and see if it makes you any money? And then, you know, I'll probably want you to promote their thing and, you know, so contact people where you like their products also. And you do a little reciprocal mailing, and they mail for you and you mail for them, and they test your deal out. That can make you a lot of money really fast because some of these people can have really good lists or very responsive lists. Not necessarily the size of the list, of course. How responsive is that list? How responsive is it? So this, I think, is critical to your success because that's where some of your fast cash flow comes in. Find these people with these lists and get them mail your product for you. And if you do that, then you're going to have some fast money coming in. That's where fast money can come. Now, fast money can also come as you make every buyer, every customer, you offer them a chance to join your affiliate program. And you do this in little emails you send out to your list and so forth. You get some banners created for them. You get some nice little reseller affiliate tools. Now your customers come, they like the product. You got a decent chance that they got a blog or a Facebook or a MySpace and that they'll put a little banner up or a little something or the other up offering your freebie to their list, or they'll reprint your article on their blog. And at the end of the article, it offers your little freebie. Now you're putting people into your marketing funnel again. The number one thing I can tell you, though, is for this whole thing to work, you got to have some good freebies and a page up, and you got to be getting people into the marketing funnel. It's really what it boils down to. Once they're in that funnel, it's really a done deal. But you got to be putting them into that funnel. I mean, once you get your sales system down, your conversion process and all of that, the rest of it's really a done deal. So you just focus on getting more people in that marketing funnel is really what it boils down to. Now, that whole learning curve is quite a bit because you got to learn how to get this traffic, get these eyeballs. You got to learn product creation. And then the sales conversion can be tough. But some people, again, are doing videos. Some are doing webinars. Webinars are good. Teleseminars are good. And it amazes me how good at sales letters people write without huge, vast amounts of training. You know, just by studying other people's sales letters, it's really pretty amazing what people are doing now and what they're learning. So it's a good business. It can give you freedom, allow you to spend time with your family, allow you to spend time doing your special interests. If you get your lead generation, your marketing systems in place, it can provide a stable, steady income, especially if you can build in recurring billing. If you get people who will email their list with your product or service, it can be fast cash. If you pull off one of these big joint ventures, it can be fast money, or it can be a lot of money really fast. And then finally, if you have your own big funnel of additional products and services for people to buy, that can end up being an awful lot of money too. So this is a summary of the business. That's how I got 199,540 people on my opt-in list. I made $3.7 million, actually more than that, sold that, and sold actually quite a bit more than that, or substantially more than that. Significantly more than that, but we'll say 3.7 is still a lot, right? That's how I did it. Of course, most of my traffic came from affiliate programs and from my affiliates. But that's, again, there's a lot of different ways you can get traffic. That's only one. I should be running ads on blogs and e-zines and other places, and I've been lazy about it, and I haven't, but I should be. Probably should take my time and put more effort and energy into that. So this is a business we call direct response marketing and advertising because you run ads to get people to request a free report. So now you're getting a response, and they get on your list, and you send emails, and you follow up, and you make sales. And I use PayPal to let people pay to take the credit cards. It doesn't cost me much money to use PayPal, and it works out great. Well, that money goes into my account instantly, and I have a debit card, and I can pull it out. Now, you can't do that in all countries. But this is how I run my business. And now, normally when I do these, this is what we call an A-team call. Normally when I do these calls with my A-team members, we take questions, or a lot of times we do, and so forth. Today, I just wanted to talk about this topic. I wanted to talk in more detail. I want to talk at length. If you're hearing this and somehow you're not an A-team member, I would certainly invite you to be. We do these calls a couple times a month, and a lot of people find them useful and valuable. I hope you do. And if you've been on this call listening this whole time, which hopefully you have, hope this has been useful, valuable, and interesting to you. And so I want to wish all of you the best of success. Hope that I've opened your eyes a little bit to this business, maybe painted a bigger picture for you, tried to break it down and remove some of the complexity, remove some of the smoke and mirrors, and just point you to the simple things that I think really work in the business. My name is Marlon Sanders. I am an evangelist of marketing and passionate about this business. It's a great business. It's a wonderful business. And if you share the passion and interest with me, I hope you'll be on other 18 calls with me. And I do have a number of different products for you to check out. I mentioned them during this call. But, you know, we have amazingformula.com, promodashboard.com, and so forth. The very first product I recommend a lot of people buy is just amazingformula.com and also promodashboard.com. And we have others. I have others. But just get started in this business. Take it easy. Take it step by step. Learn as you go. But don't spend all your time learning. You know, spend part of the time doing. You will screw up. You will make mistakes. That's okay. That's part of the business. And, you know, you get stuck. There are sticking points. But if you just keep working at it, you will get over them. So anyway, this is Marlon Sanders. I want to thank you for being on this call. And I will see you, hopefully, on another 18 call. Have a great evening.